Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So imagine being an embedded reporter with the disciples as they're walking out in the book of Acts. When you're reading the book of Acts, and I encourage you to begin to read it, because that's how we're supposed to act like. These things are supposed to happen amongst us. And imagine being like an embedded reporter, and we're hearing around the world what's taking place, where somebody's healed. You know, I think about one particular situation where I was called by a former officer friend of mine that one of his close friends was in a coma. He was scheduled to die the next day. And he called me up and he said, you know, he asked me if I would do his funeral. And of course, I said I would. And you remember that, Pat?
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember that.
Yeah, and so, I go down to meet his wife, and he's in this hospital bed, this nursing home type bed. But he's a young man. It's not a nursing home, but it's
like kind of hospice.
Yeah, hospice. And so, which is a wonderful organization. It's a beautiful organization. And the doctor said, you know, he only has hours to live. He'll be gone, in the morning hours. So we were planning his funeral to have his funeral that morning. And so I'm talking to his wife about all the details, you know, and his body's just shut down. And we're doing all the, just kind of finding out about him, because I didn't know him personally, but I knew my friend. And so finally, when I'm about to leave, the Lord lays on my heart and says, you know, just gives me the unction, you know, I need to pray over him. I need to pray over him, just speak life over him. And so I looked to his wife and I said, do you mind? I want to be able to pray over your husband. And she said, no. And so I just laid hands on his head and just began to pray over him, you know, and I just simple prayer, you know, and I just spoke life into his body, because everybody was speaking death over his body. And asked the Lord just to bring him back to life, you know? And then I left. Everything looked the same. There was nothing, you know, we were all preparing for the funeral in the morning. And I got a phone call. I got a phone call from my officer friend. And he said, well, guess what? And I said, what? And he said, God answers prayer. And I said, what do you mean? He said, he's actually sitting up in bed, laughing, talking about going fishing. Is that awesome?
Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
God is doing so many things like this that it's kind of hard to remember them all, but we're going to share them with you as they're happening. It was just so exciting to see God do, you know, what he's doing. And there's so many things, you know, you're going to be so excited that you're not reading a history book. You're actually reading an operation manual when you read the Bible, because that's how your life is supposed to be. And that's what God wants to do in your life. It's just so cool to watch, you know, God be God, and you just praise him and thank him, you know, for what he's doing. We're going to talk to you about some pretty powerful things, but I wanted to share with you that particular encounter right there. So maybe you'll check it out in the highlights too, for those that have missed it. But it's just so important to just honor God and what he's doing, to realize it's not a history book. It's an operation manual, how the church is actually supposed to work. We'll be right back in just a minute. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com. Come on.